Proclamation number 7938, dated the July 8, 1961. Unchanged word. Important missionary work. You should steadfastly continue on the path you have taken when you offered your service to me. You should only ever listen to the instructions given to you by the custodian of the house, for it is necessary to rescue the souls which are at great risk, since the end is approaching. And thus you should listen to me, you should only ever give me the opportunity to speak to you, for you must know what my will consists of because you should live your life accordingly. And you should believe the information revealed to you through my word. I want to address all people through my servants on earth who enable me to speak through them. And you should always regard them as my messengers who proclaim the will of the Lord to you, who ask you to prepare yourselves and provide me with an abode which serves me well when I myself come knocking at the door of your heart in order to enter it. And I will truly bless those of you who are of service to me by allowing me to speak through you. This voluntarily accepted task of yours, your mission, is very important, and you'll indeed finish it in accordance with my will, for time and again I convey strength to you and always show you the ways which enable you to successfully work in my vineyard. Time after time I repel my adversary from you, who will not cease in his attempts of extinguishing the light where it was kindled by my love. Yet he will not succeed, for you are surrounded by spiritual guardians which weaken his activity. And you can safely continue with your vineyard work by serving me as a vessel for the Spirit into which I am able to flow, so that my word can be transmitted to earth and made accessible to people of good will. And anyone who is thus directly addressed by me need not fear that his work will be in vain, that my word will not serve its right purpose, that the living water might run dry without having served the human being with its inherent benefit, to purify the soul and to strengthen it for its pilgrimage on this earth. My word will prevail, for it is strength and light in itself. And my word will truly not fail to have the desired effect. Single quote my ward, only that which comes forth from me, has and will keep this strength. However, as soon as it is changed through human will it will lose its strength and then it can never be considered to be my word. This is aimed at all those of you who arbitrarily try to improve my word and thus change it. For that which originates from me does not require any improvement, it can thereby only lose value, and for this you, who make such corrections, will have to justify yourselves, because you are as yet unable to appreciate the grace of a direct word reception. However, those of you who are of service to me and therefore accept my word, don't let yourselves be misled but continue to work according to my will. Allow me to speak through you, for the human race needs my word, it suffers great spiritual adversity. It needs an unusual gift of strength, it needs extraordinary signs and the evidence of my love, it needs to be strengthened in its faith, which is still weak. Humanity needs my word, and since I cannot manifest myself openly on account of their freedom of will, I need you to serve me as a mouthpiece so that you give me the opportunity to speak to all people. For I still want to rescue many people before the end, I still want many people to receive my word which is blessed with my strength. Therefore leave all your problems to me, be they of an earthly or spiritual kind. And keep working for me and my kingdom. Be faithful servants to me who fulfill the will of the Lord and I will bless your work. Amen.